Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, that music means, as you are well aware, that it is time for Donnie's Debrief, and it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donald, take it away.
The Debrief. July 22, 2025. Malzy, there has been a little slew of player retirements in the last 24 hours, and some of these guys have not played a game in multiple seasons, but three pretty notable guys that have retired all within the last day or so. So Philip Rivers, he put out a retirement video yesterday. He last played in the league in 2020 with the Colts, but he did not officially retire until yesterday, and he retired as a member of the Chargers.
I would hope so.
I thought he...
the logic, though? I guess he was keeping the door open in case somebody needed him. Like, you can just unretire, can't you? I know it's... In his case, he might feel like he has a shot at the Hall of Fame, so when you retire, then your five-year clock starts, right? It's not from the time of your last game. You have to officially file retirement papers to start that five-year window, don't you?
So that's what I thought, yeah.
Not the case?
Well, no, that's... Okay. Like, that's what I'm... thinking.
Assuming,
I don't know for sure. I mean, I'll have to look that up real quick.
That seems like a little...
If that's the case, he'd be eligible like next year.
I don't think he's going to get in early. I think it would take him
a
while.
Be eligible.
But like, yeah, I would think that if you... I guess it would make more sense to me that it's five... Actually, what I think it would be more sensible are two different things. It would seem to me that it's just should be 5 years from the time you last played. And if you were not officially retired, so what? You didn't play football at all. You weren't on a team 5 years. But I'm willing to bet that the rule is you have to officially retire from the sport before you can start your five-year clock.
Yeah, so now this is saying that the clock for a player starts when they retire.
So that would, to me, say when you officially tell everybody, hey, I'm retired, because otherwise you're just kind of out there as a free agent.
Yeah, which...
Your designation is not retired. You are a free agent player.
So Philip Rivers, one of those guys. Jimmy Graham also announcing his retirement. He played last in 2023, so more recently. He just did not play in 2022 or 2024, but he had a whopping 6 grabs for 39 yards. Funny enough, 4 touchdowns in 2023.
Which is crazy.
6 catches. That's like a Bettis.
I was just going to say.
Late career Bettis stat line.
That's the Jerome Bettis fantasy football stat line of all time. For
and
those
then,
of you that don't know, 5 carries, 1 yard, 3 touchdowns. Still the best fantasy line in history.
And then Tyrann Mathieu today announcing his retirement as a member of the New Orleans Saints. Now, he spent time with a few teams.
All right,
he was one of the most electric college players ever, but I was going to ask you, rank the three guys.
Well, first off, let me tell you one thing. Honey Badger retiring, I know he's only 33. It still makes me feel old as just absolute hell, dude. Like I
could vividly remember him at LSU.
I remember him bursting on the scene as like a freshman. Like, I remember that because we were starting as a station when he would have, I think, been a freshman at LSU.
I think, at least at his best year, he had an argument for the Heisman Trophy.
All right, rank these three. Ooh, boy, this is tough. All right, here's where I'm going. I'm going to go Rivers 1, and that's because quarterback is still an inherently more important position than the rest of them. And Philip Rivers' career is going to be good enough that I think he's going to end up in conversations of, he won't be called the greatest. Marino's the best quarterback never to win a Super Bowl in the Super Bowl era. There's no doubt about that, right? He's going to end up being in that tier very obviously below Marino for me of, if you put Philip Rivers in a slightly different situation, he wins one. I think he's sniffing around a Hall of Fame kind of career. Who's a better quarter? Let me ask you this. So I'll say this. Rivers, Honey Badger, Graham in that order. 1, 2, 3. Honey Badger.
That would be my same.
Honey Badger's got 3 first team all pros. Graham.
And he's on the all 2010s team.
Yeah. Graham at his best was really, really good, but Honey Badger had one of those sneaky great careers. Who's a better quarterback career wise? Who had the better career? Philip Rivers or Matt Ryan?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
I think I would say Rivers, but I mean,
Ryan's got an MVP and had partly through his own fault. Yeah, doorstep of 28-3. Hello, Atlanta. But to me, Rivers is the better player. Ryan's best year was better than any year Rivers had, but I think Rivers is a more deserving Hall of Fame guy, don't you?
That's at least like blind look at both of them, I would think Rivers. Like if I'm out on the street and you ask me who had the better NFL career, I would say Philip Rivers.
Higher passer rating by a nose is Philip Rivers. That one Ryan season is just so exceptional, where he was just across the board phenomenal. Football Reference does approximate value, and his approximate value in 10 fewer games is 8 less than Rivers. So that suggests to me that Rivers, they think, is a slightly better player. I don't feel like it's that close, though, man. Like, if you give me the choice, I think Rivers was pretty clearly, like, a cut above him.
Yeah, I mean, and there's...
It's just that Ryan got all the way there once, and he won the biggest award. Like, I would never... I think we've had this argument where I've squinted and tried to troll you guys and said Ryan was better than Big Ben, but he's not, obviously.
No.
Like, he's not in that same class.
But that's the thing. Like, okay, in his best season, in his very best season,
he
was. But it's like, okay, like, Rich Gannon, are we going to say that he's better than those guys?
Here's an interesting thought question, though. Who's better, career-wise, Matt Ryan or Eli Manning? Because Eli Manning's, his career legacy is very much tied up in two absolute insane heater playoff runs. Eli Manning turned into the best quarterback in football two separate times.
Right, that's...
slayed the actual best quarterback two separate times. To me, Matt Ryan is a better player than Eli Manning, but like Eli's going to go in the Hall of Fame, I would think, before Matt Ryan would get in.
Yeah, the thing with Eli, because I think I would go with him here, if he didn't beat who he beat both times, I really think that impacted his whole career. Like, the fact that he beat Brady and Belichick.
He's a 500 quarterback for his career. He's exactly 500 for his career. Do you know that? He's 117.
And he never won a playoff game outside of those
2 years. His last 7 years in the league, he went 11-5 in 2016. They did not have a winning record his last 7 years in the league. 7-9, a pair of 6-10s, 11-5, 3-12, 5-11. Then he went 1-3 his very last year. Dude, he has one of the wildest careers I have ever seen. Sometimes I go and look at the Eli Manning page and I'm just like, he's way closer to just a guy than he is anything else.
Yeah, okay, now that I have Ryan's numbers pulled up,
I put you in a blender here, man.
I know, it just like those two Super Bowls for Eli carry so much weight.
No, I know. It's easy
I know it's easy to say that for like anybody, like, okay, he won two Super Bowls. It's who he beat. Like, he was the quarterback that beat a team that was about to go 19-0.
No, I know. And he made all the big plays to do it, and then he straight up balled out in the second one against them.
Yeah,
and whooped their asses. He was ultra clutch.
He beat the greatest quarterback of all time twice in the biggest game.
So Matt Ryan's worst season. Now I am just using a blunt instrument stat here, passer rating, just for you know what's in giggles, was an 80.9. Okay. That would be better than six of Eli Manning's seasons where he actually played at least seven games.
Yeah, I think I want to go with Matt Ryan.
I think he's better. I think he's better player. Okay, here's a weird quick distinction, really fast. I think we would agree Matt Ryan's a better player. Who had a better NFL career? Because can you say winning two Super Bowls and beating the undisputed GOAT means you had this weird paradox? Better career, worse player.
Yes. And then that's Eli.
All right. This was a good one. We went down a rabbit hole. Isn't that the whole point of this, is that we're never supposed to end where we started? I think that's what we did here. We have coming up, I'm going to give credit to my guy, Ocho Texto, one of our longest tenured listeners of this station. Ocho's been there since pretty much day one. I'm a big Ocho Texto fan. He hit me last night on Twitter. He DM'd me a random question. I'm not going to tell you who inspired it, but he hit me with a question about Pittsburgh sports history that I am very excited to pose. I think this one's going to be fun for you guys to get in on coming up next. We always like reveling in stuff when it goes sideways, right?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.